Well, let's take a look at high school basketball results from around the area last night. First in girls Tuesday night basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, a game heard here on KJAN. It was Atlantic off to a quick start, fueled by Aaron Olson, as they led to a 57-28 win over Red Oak last night on the road. Olson ended up with 16 points, a chunk of those, most of them coming in the first half. Sky Thompson, also in double digits, she had a dozen last night to help lead Atlantic to that victory. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah topping Creston 43-31. Maryville beating Creston 46-34. Lewis Central topping Glenwood 50-13. St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 60-38, while Denison defeated Carroll 51-37. In the Western Iowa Conference last night, Emily Haubrick with 20 points, helping Audubon surprise IKM Manning 56-52. It was Trainer over Underwood 75-52. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 35-22. Logan Magnolia topping AHSTW 58-24. Tri-Center beat Griswold 53-38. In Rolling Valley Conference girls play, it was Adair Casey over Cam, 63-39. Exira EHK topping Glidden-Ralston 49-37. Arweva beat Woodbine 51-24. Charter Oak Ute topping West Harrison 54-18. And Boyer Valley got by Coon Rapids Bayard 55-42. From the Corner Conference, Sydney over South Page 28-18. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 37-35. Stanton over Heartland Christian 76-18. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over Southwest Valley 67-26. Nottoway Valley beating Lennox 52-9. In boys basketball last night, a big night for Ryan Hawkins, helping Atlantic to a 70-32 win over Red Oak in Hawkeye 10 boys play. Hawkins finished with 24 points, 17 rebounds, and 6 steals, helping the Trojans to that victory. Elsewhere in the H-10 last night, it was Shenandoah over Creston, 81-44. Maryville beating Clarinda, 74-32. Glenwood beat Lewis Central, 77-54. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert, 58-41. Carroll, a winner over Denison, 54-37. Harlan defeating Blair, Nebraska, 65-35. In boys Western Iowa Conference play last night, Trainer over Underwood 66-45. IKM Manning defeats Audubon 63-46. Missouri Valley over Riverside 53-33. AHSTW topping Logan Magnolia 52-43. Tri-Center beat Griswold by a final of 70-36. In Rolling Valley Conference boys action, Cam a winner 66-36 over Adair Casey. It was Exira EHK beating Glidden-Ralston 64-33. Arweva over Woodbine 70-39. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Boyer Valley 42-40. In the Corner Conference, Essex a winner over Clarinda Academy 55-50. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 52-33. Stanton over Heartland Christian 77-23. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford a winner over Southwest Valley 63-56, while Lennox defeated Nottoway Valley 60-55 last night in boys hoops. In men's college hoops, Paul Jesperson scored 9 of his 19 points in the final 2 minutes to help Northern Iowa pull away and beat George Mason 73-65 last night. Jesperson made 3 three-pointers and grabbed a dozen rebounds. Wes Washpin had 19 points on 6 of 11 shooting for Northern Iowa. Also last night, Jesperson made a 3-pointer and 6 free throws as the Panthers led 67-54 with a minute left. Livingston's first shot in the opening minute gave the Patriots their only lead, as Otis Livingston finished with 13 points, Marquise Moore 15 for George Mason last night. The Panthers improved to 6-2 with that victory last evening. Well, the Cavaliers went to New York and won a battle of the Virginias in the Jimmy V Classic. Anthony Gill had season highs of 20 points and 12 rebounds as 10th-ranked Virginia silenced number 14 West Virginia 70-54 at Madison Square Garden. In the second game of the Jimmy V Classic, Mello Trimble scored a season-high 25 points, and freshman Diamond Stone had 16 points and 9 rebounds to help lead 6th-ranked Maryland to a 76-66 victory against Connecticut. Number 12 Xavier is 9-0. They clobbered Wright State 90-55 last night. Rico Gathers had a career-high 31 points and grabbed a season-best 21 rebounds to help number 16 Baylor beat Northwestern State 75-62. Number 17, Miami held Florida to 39% shooting in a 66-55 win over the Gators. Number 19, SMU is 7-0 as they pound Michigan 82-58. Kyle Wilcher scored 16 points last night, helping lead 20th-ranked Gonzaga to a 61-58 win against visiting Montana. Well, Big 12 football teams will now be required to play at least one non-conference game against a team from one of the other Power 5 conferences. The Big 12 announced Tuesday that teams will have to annually play against a team from the ACC, Big 10, Pac-12, or SEC, or Notre Dame. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says the move will strengthen the resumes for all 10 of the Big 12 teams. Schedule strength is a key component in the college football playoff selections. Number 4, Oklahoma, is in the 4-team playoff this season, but Baylor and TCU were both left out of the first playoff last year when both went 11-1 and shared the Big 12 title. The new requirement doesn't affect existing non-conference game contracts, including next season's games. Well, Johnny Manziel is back on top of the Browns quarterback depth chart. He'll make his fourth start of the season this Sunday against San Francisco. He was relegated to third string duties after being caught in a lie with the coaching staff. Manziel had been named the starter for Cleveland's final six games on November 17th, only to throw away that opportunity because of his partying ways. The Chicago Bears and the San Francisco 49ers have lost their top tight ends. Martellus Bennett will miss the rest of the season because of a rib injury that caused him to miss much of the Bears' last two games. Bennett leads Chicago with 53 catches despite sitting out their Thanksgiving night win at Green Bay and most of Sunday's overtime loss to San Francisco. Garrett Celek has been placed on season-ending injured reserve by the Niners because of a high left ankle sprain. He was injured in a loss to the Cardinals on November 29th. In baseball news, the Arizona Diamondbacks are coming back from the winter meetings with a staff ace and another solid starting pitcher. The Diamondbacks have finalized their six-year, $206.5 million deal with free agent Zach Greinke. That deal is worth a major league record $34.4 million per season, topping the previous mark of $31 million set just last week when David Price agreed to a deal with Boston. Greinke was the Major League ERA leader and runner-up for the National League Cy Young Award. And the Diamondbacks weren't done. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that they've acquired all-star right-hander Shelby Miller and minor league lefty Gabe Spire from the Braves. The Braves, though, get a haul. They get former number one overall draft pick Dansby Swanson, outfielder Ender Encarnate, and pitching prospect Aaron Blair. The Chicago Cubs were just as busy as the Diamondbacks yesterday. Free agent infielder Ben Zobrist and the Cubs agreed to a four-year, $56 million contract, a deal that allowed Chicago to trade Starlin Castro to the New York Yankees for pitcher Adam Warren. The 34-year-old Zobrist hit .276 with 36 doubles, 13 home runs, and 56 RBIs for Kansas City and Oakland last season. The 25-year-old Castro hit .256 with 11 homers and 69 RBIs this past year. Warren went 7-7 with a .329 ERA last season in 17 starts and 26 relief appearances. The Cubs also finalized a two-year contract with free agent pitcher John Lackey, who was 13-10 with a .277 ERA and 33 starts for St. Louis last season. The 37-year-old righty is 165-127 with a .392 earned run average over a 13-year major league career with the Angels, Red Sox, and the Cardinals. That is our check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.